It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Let's turn now to Puerto Rico and a story about one of the most vulnerable populations of Puerto Ricans. The island is home to tens of thousands of veterans. And after Hurricane Maria, Veterans Affairs workers are fighting to get their patients the care they need. Jay Price is a reporter covering the military for WUNC of Chapel Hill in North Carolina, and he has the story.
Every morning now, staff from the main VA hospital in San Juan, like Eduardo Vicente Santini, hit the road. The VA knows that many of its patients have had their lives so thoroughly disrupted that they haven't been able to come in for treatment. So it's checking its records to see which ones haven't been in recently and sending nurses and medical social workers like Vicente Santini out to see them. Today, he's checking on retired U.S. Army Master Sergeant Luciano Sevilla Rivera, who lives alone except for his tiny dog Pepito in a small retirement community in the mountains about an hour southeast of San Juan.
Do you have any relatives that look forward for you?
They're all brother or sister.
And they provide you support?
They are in the United States. And,
okay.
The 72-year-old Vietnam veteran recently lost his mother, who was his only relative still in Puerto Rico. And that's one thing Sevilla Rivera wants to explore. He also asks about the veteran's health and how he was affected by the hurricane. The violence of the storm, Sevilla Rivera said, triggered his PTSD.
I just went crazy. I didn't feel good or anything like that, so I stayed in my bed and because I'm here by myself. So. Mm-hmm.
Sevilla Rivera says his car doesn't run and he can't remember how to get to the hospital anymore. For patients who can't get in on their own, the outreach teams offer rides.
If you want to go with us today, you can receive a lotion and medication. What do you think about that?
While some VA staffers make those home visits, others are trying to keep the island's VA clinics running. Some are in temporary facilities because of storm damage.
So this is our waiting area for the patients.
Dr. Louis Gigliotti is director of the VA clinic in the southern city of Ponce. He's leading me on a tour of the tent village that the clinic is housed in.
This area is for check-in.
The clinic's cooling system was damaged during the storm, and in Puerto Rico's humid tropical climate, mold began growing inside almost immediately. Now, the clinic is housed in five tents while the building is being cleaned up. There's also a mobile pharmacy, a clinic in a bus, and a truck in which veterans can get counseling and even help with FEMA applications.
We have been encountering veterans with PTSD.
Dr. Carlos De Jesus is a psychiatrist and heads the behavioral health clinic, which for now he's running out of the bus. He's been seeing patients whose PTSD symptoms have worsened because of the storm. Some have had a common trigger for veterans of many recent wars, the sound of helicopters from the relief efforts. But there are others you might not expect, like the trees that were stripped bare of leaves by the 150-mile-an-hour winds.
Many Vietnam veterans, they seen the lack of leaves in the trees, has flashbacks about the aging orange when they were in Vietnam.
And some see the brown landscape where it used to be green.
It reminds them the sands and the desert in Iraq.
One even said the military-style tents being used for the clinic had startled him because they reminded him of the command centers used by small units in war zones. Some feel like they have to do all they can to control their symptoms because so much is at stake right now.
One of my patients came to see me last week and he was telling me, you know, I feel overwhelmed because my community, they know I'm a veteran. I have become the leader, okay? And, you know, I can't complain about what I'm feeling because, you know, I don't want them to feel that we are falling apart. So, but he was falling apart.
Dr. De Jesus said he helped the veteran work through his emotions and vent a little. So for now, he's holding himself together so he can do what a lot of people across Puerto Rico are having to do these days, rebuild.
Jay Price of WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. His story came to us from the American Homefront Project.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.